us together. Never, never change.
FM 81 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO FM
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wee. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank and I praise you for who you are and what you're about to do. God, I thank you for the assembly of believers that are gathered in your name. Now, God, I ask that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, would you please turn them to the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter and the 3rd verse. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. It's Hebrews 4 and 3. And it reads as follows. For we who have believed do enter that rest. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Whenever you're waiting for something to change, perhaps it's your health or your finances, once you believed, you don't have to figure everything out. Once you give it to God, leave it there. When you don't see anything changing, you will be tempted to worry. But stay at rest. And that is the topic for today, rest. When you're at rest, you showing God that you trust in him. Maybe you are thinking it would have happened by now. You could be worried and you could be complaining, but instead you are thanking God. You are declaring his promises. You are being your best every day. When you are at rest, you are in faith. That's what allows God to work. But if you are upset over what's not changing, worried about your finances, and you can't sleep because things are not going your way, that's a sign that you have stopped believing God. You need to enter into God's rest. Come back to a place of peace. You can't trust God and be worried at the same time. When you are at rest, you know that God is in control. And you know all things are going to work for your good. And you know that to work he started, he is going to finish. Amen? The concept of just entering into God's rest comes from Hebrews 3 through 4. So what is this rest the Hebrew writer is really talking about? And how do we enter it? And how do we fail not to enter into that rest? So the writer begins his discussion of God's rest in chapter 3. When he refers to the Israelites wandering in the desert, in giving them the land of Canaan, God had promised them that he would go before them and defeat all of their enemies in order that they could live securely. And you can look that up in Deuteronomy 12:9-10. All that was required of them was to fully trust in him and his promises. However, they refused to obey him. Instead, they murmured against him. Even they was thinking about going back into bondage under the Egyptians. And that is Exodus 16 chapter, the third verse, Exodus 17 chapter 1 through 7, and Numbers 20th chapter 3 through 13. But we're talking about this particular risk, which referred to here, was that of the land of Canaan. And to that risk, God solemnly said to them, who disobeyed him will never enter in. And that's come from Hebrews, the third chapter, 11 verse. They had been rebellious. All the means of reclaiming them had failed. But God had warned, and God had also entreated them. He had caused his mercies to pass before them and had visited them with the judgments in vain. And he now declares that for all their rebellion, they should be excluded from the promised land. Hebrews 3 chapter 16 through the 19 verses. But eventually, the next generation did place their faith in God by following the leadership of Joshua. They, some 40 years later, entered into God's rest, the land of Canaan. Joshua 3 chapter 14 through 17 verses. Using them as the example of those who were not resting in God's word, his promises, the writer further goes on in chapter 4 to make the application more personal, both to the Christians and to us, the Hebrew Christians there is, and to us. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. Hebrews 4 and 1. The promise that still stands is the promise of salvation through God's provision, Jesus Christ. He alone can provide the eternal rest of salvation through his blood shed on the cross for the remission of sins. God's rest, then is in the spiritual realm. Listen to me well. The rest of salvation. Faith, the author goes on to assert, is the key to also entering God's rest. The Hebrews had the gospel preached to them, but then as they knew the truth about God, but the messages were of no value to them. The Israelites heard the messages, but it was of no value to them because those who had heard did not combine it with faith. Whatever you hear, the word of God, you have to combine it with your faith in order for you to believe and in order for it to manifest. It is not going to manifest in the midst of doubt. And that is Hebrews 4 and 2. Some had heard of the good news of Jesus Christ, but they rejected it. Why? Because lack of faith. Come on here, somebody. Hebrews 4, 10 through 13 explains the nature of this faith, the kind of faith that also enables us to also enter into God's rest, is a faith that first demands that we rest from relying on our own works. Then the writer contradicts himself by telling us to make every effort for anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Oh, Jesus. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. Hebrews 4th chapter 10 through 11. So what this apparent statement means is that such biblical faith involves our submissiveness to God and our efforts in that area. Though we want to do things ourselves and we have our own way of quote unquote try to earn salvation and the promised eternal rest, we also make every effort to enter into that rest by choosing to depend solely on God. This is a different type of rest, people of God. You got the rest in knowing that God is going to do everything that you have asked him to do. My God. To trust in him is to yield totally to the promises of God through the grace of his salvation, which is free. Why? So that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. You cannot fall to your own self. You can't believe that since God hasn't moved in your timing, he is not going to move. We either have to trust ourselves to save ourselves from accumulating doubt, or we can trust God to do that for us through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. By failing to trust God fully in his promises, we become disobedient and fail to enter the place of rest. That is, oh my God, the rest that will take the burden off of us. The rest that is eternal. Just as the children of the Israelites became disobedient. The Israelites became disobedient when they failed to enter into the promised land. When you fail to disobey what God has told you to do, you fail to enter into the promises and to receive the promises of God. So how do we stop trusting ourselves, and how do we place our full trust in God and his promises? We enter into God's rest by first understanding our total inability to enter God's rest on our own. We can't do this by ourselves. Next, we enter God's rest by our total faith in the sacrifice of Christ and to complete obedience to God and his will. And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. Hebrews 3, 18 through 19. Unlike them, the Israelites, whose unbelief prevented them from entering the promised land, we are to enter God's rest by faith in him. Faith, which is a gift from him by grace. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. So people of God, in order for you to enter to God's rest, don't be like the Israelites. They did not believe God, so therefore they missed the promised land. But the second generation didn't miss it, because they believed what the man of God said, and they entered into the rest what God had for them, and they didn't miss the promise. Learn to rest in God, and watch the promises come to pass. Let us pray. Father, thank you for providing a place where God, we can rest in your grace and strength to fight our battles. Thank you that, Lord God,